or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. Happy Monday, everybody. Man, we got a lot going on this week, so be prepared for some good, bad, and ugly. No, I'm just kidding. It's good. Hey, I just want to wish the Cotton King a happy 60th birthday today. Happy birthday, Mr. Rhodes. Hope you have a good one. I know you had a big old birthday party last night, and I missed it. I'm sorry. I had to go help a fellow farmer out haul some cattle to Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction last night. So, and that's going on today. If you got anything going on, you want to run over there. They had looked like had some really good-looking cattle in there today. So, all right, let's check out some temperatures in our listening area. 47 degrees at Slap Out. 38 at Cherokee, 39 at Watonga, 41 at Eric, 39 at Altus. Out here in the Panhandle, we have 44 at the Paladora Reservoir, 41 at Miami, 40 at McLean, 40 at Wellington, 41 at Goodland, and 41 at Odell. Man, not a lot of craziness going on in my life over the weekend, just normal. Chop a little bit of ice and feed some cows. Nothing crazy. I don't remember any crazy stuff going on. No, just pretty normal around the house this weekend. Got to go watch a couple of ball games at Merritt, at the Merritt Classic. Really good teams. Man, those Hooker boys from up there at Hooker. They're pretty good. I was impressed. So, you know, congratulations to them and their season they got going on. I don't even know what they're ranked. Skinny, you know what Hooker's ranked? Second. Is that Class A, I guess, B? Class 2? All right, 2A. Good thing got the sports guy behind me. They're really good. So I'm glad to get to watch them play. Let's see here. I have a couple things that I need to go over with you while I got your attention here for a minute. Give me my email, and I just got this email, and I think I said something about it last week because I got one from her. Coming up, this come from Becky Carroll from OSU, coming up February 20th at the Gordon Cooper Technology Center in Shawnee, America, the 2025 Pecan Pest Management Workshop. If you guys want to learn about how to control the pest and so on in your pecan trees, this would be a really good time to do it. Matter of fact, this year on this workshop, they have the use of, they're going to have a 1 hour deal on opportunities and challenges of drone use and pecans. So that ought to be interesting. The drone deal is becoming more of a good thing to use, as long as it ain't made in China. That's all I can say, because I see that, I know you guys have heard it too, on drones made in China are out. So anyway, it's coming up February 20th, next month, 2025. You do need to RSVP, really help, and plus you can pesticide applicators in category 1A, 10, and private applicators will receive 5 CEUs for attending this, and it's free. Lunch will be, you don't need to RSVP. Lunch, you're on your own, be close to the casino, but they will have refreshments, will be served during the breaks and stuff like that. If you got any question, just go to the OSU Extension website. Type in Becky Carroll and on fruits and pecans on the horticulture, and you get it. So that's coming up February 20th, and I'll repeat it again a couple times between now and February. I just wanted to share that with you. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Soybeans and grain futures were higher in overnight trading after the USDA cut its forecast for production more than expected. Production of soybeans were forecast by the agency at 4.366 billion bushels on a yield of 50.7 bushels on an acre. The agency said in its monthly supply and demand released on Friday. That's down from the December outlook of 4.461 million or 51.7 bushels an acre. Analysts polled by Rutgers were expecting production to be at 4.45 billion. Corn production now is forecast at 14.867 billion bushels on yield of 179.3 bushels an acre. That's down from the previous outlook of 15.14 billion and 183.1 bushels an acre. Analysts were expecting the government to project corn output at 15.095 bushels. The USDA left its forecast out for soybean and corn production The USDA did not change nothing in Brazil and Argentina. Soybean futures for March delivery jumped 9.5 cents to $10.34¾ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal gained 480 to 303.10 a short ton, and soy oil added 0.08 cents to 45.66 cents a pound. March corn was up 4¼ to 474¾ a bushel. Wheat futures for March delivery rose 7.5 cents to 538¼ a bushel, while Kansas City futures surged 6¾ cents to $5.58 a bushel. Export sales of corn, beans, and wheat all fell to the lowest level since their respective marketing years started during the shortened New Year's week, according to data from the Ag Department. Corn sales fell to 445,000 metric tons, down 43% week to week and 61% from the prior four-week average. Colombia was the big buyer at 177,000 tons, Japan 91,000 tons, Mexico 77,900 tons, South Korea bought 67,000 tons, and the Dominican Republic bought 33,000 tons. The total would have been higher, but Panama nixed orders of 117,000 tons, and a John Doe country nixed shipments of 10,000 tons. Corn exports for the week fell 14% to 863,700 tons. Soybean sales were reported at 288,000 tons, down 40% from the prior week and 72% from the average. Netherlands took 205,000. China in there for 171,000. Indonesia bought 89,000. Vietnam purchased 81,000. And Germany was in there for 69,000 tons. A John Doe destination canceled cargoes of 696,000 tons. That hurt the pocketbook. Exports of U.S. beans for the week fell 7% to 1.58 million tons. Wheat sales declined 21% week over week and 70% from the average for this time of the year. South Korea, 68,000 tons. Filipinos bought 35,000. Nigeria took 30,000. Algeria bought 20,000. Dominican Republic bought 19,000. A John Doe destination canceled orders of 89,000 tons. Wheat exports totaled 414,000 tons, a 9% week-over-week increase. What's going on in a wonderful world of weather? Nothing major going on, except there's some extremely cold weather today in North Dakota and northern Minnesota. Wind chills were as low as minus 35. They can have all that they want. And western Michigan, a winter weather advisory will take effect tonight and early in tomorrow. The lake effect snows are in the forecast. 4 inches of snow could be there. With visibility will be reduced to short distances. Just to help you guys out, starting this Saturday, if you haven't been watching any weather, she's dropping like a rock. I guess the next 10 days, starting Saturday, is supposed to be our coldest weather of the season so far, which ain't much to brag on since we ain't had a whole lot, but it's supposed to be single digits and teens for highs sometime in the next week. If we get any snow, they said it's going to be dry and powdery. So just a heads up there on that there. Well, today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour. If you're watching on Facebook or on our website, check this out. I have an extremely cool vest, a really nice Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association vest. It's from the ranch rodeo they had, and it's a big vest, but it'll be warm. Put your big hoat under and anything. So I have a question for you. Here's your question. I'll take the fifth correct question. There was four cattle trails in Oklahoma back in the day. What was one of them? And if you just want to play, don't text your name in. But if you want shot at this vest here, text in the your answer and your name. And I'll pick, I don't know, I'll get a winner. I'll text the winner. I'm not announcing the winner's names on the show due to confidentiality. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to know if anybody wants their name on there. I figure Jimmy Rhodes don't mind because it's his birthday. He's probably wearing a birthday suit today. So, all right, we'll go ahead and take an OCA break, and we'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, December 20th, 2012. Head were sold. 9 head of steers at 433 brought 375. 7 at 506 brought 330. 12 at 520 brought 327.50. 10 at 596 brought 277.50. 6 at 650 brought 265. 6 head of heifers at 394 brought 347.50. 19 at 468 brought 312.50. 4 at 469 brought 322.50. 9 at 517 brought 287.50. 14 at 696 brought 229.50. 6 at 718 brought 246. Butcher cows were 36 to 139. Butcher bulls brought 108 to 150. Bred cows were 1200 to 3050. Pairs brought 1700 to 3775. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
What do these companies want from you?
When they call you, they want you to answer the phone, and whether it's Sunday, Saturday, or Monday, they also want customer service. Do what you say you're going to do. I mean, because when they're in a bind, they're in a bind. You want that company to think of you first. Oh, we need this. Well, call Brock. You call me. We'll get it taken care of. You needed a hose like yesterday. We will stop what we're doing, and if we got to go to our Oklahoma City shop and get it, we'll do that. And I've done that for a lot of my customers. If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
The thing about tires is it only takes one of them to blow out to stop you right where you are. Good thing Blair Tire comes to you. South of I-40 and west of I-35, nobody has more ag tires than Blair Tire and Feed. They'll have it when you need it. If you're stranded, Blair Tire finds you and fixes it. Getting you rolling again is where they hang their hat. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19 in Blair. All the name brand tires you want, service that can't be touched.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Man, there's a lot of you guys and ladies wanting to win that vest out there. Cool. Just blew up the old Ag text line. All right, let's check out some weather in the Texas Panhandle. Lipscomb, Texas. 45 degrees, wind chills 36, humidity's 46, dew points 26. The winds are out of southwest at 24 miles an hour with wind gust up to 27, which is also your peak wind gust also. 24 one-hundredths of an inch month-to-date precipitation. Red flag minutes today, zero. Sub-freezing minutes today, 557. 8-inch soil temperature, 37 degrees. All right, let's check out the Lipscomb Dealership's grain market update real quick. Let me refresh it. There we go. Looks like March corn, 475 up 5. May, 485 up 6. Soybeans for January, 1035 up 21 and 3 quarters. March, 1045 up 20 and and a quarter. Soybean meal January 298.40 up 780. March 306.10 up 780. Soybean oil January 45.37 up 32. Hard red winter wheat March 560 up 9. May is, excuse me, I had to cough. May is 570 up 9 and a quarter. Cotton July 69.87 up 50, and oil out of West Texas, February 79.15 up 258. Natural gas, February 387 down 11. Looks like the S&P and NASDAQ are in the red, and the Dow is in the green. Let's check out our meats. Live cattle, February 197.75 down 102. April 198.47 down 1. Feeders for January, 271.85, down 50. March, 268.02, down 137. Lean hogs, February, 83.17, up 62. April is 89.55, up 87. And I got the, let's see here, let me make sure this is up to date. I brought up the Planters Co-op and Lone Wolf's cash prices. On wheat right now, it is 476 at Lone Wolf, 471 at Altus and Roosevelt, and Milo is what, 411 across the board everywhere. That's current cash price, and I think corn was at 474. Let me check out my little app back here on the phone real quick. Where did it go? There it is. Don't ask me that. Let's see here. Yes, 470 is the current cash price for corn. Okay, let's check out what happened last week in Oklahoma on sale barn receipts. According to the Oklahoma Weekly Cattle Auction Summary from the USDA, according to this, there was 26,620 head went through sale barns last week. Compared to 12/16 of 24, there was 32,700, and a year ago was 36,987. I'd say the weather had a little bit to do with that last week, for sure. Feeder cattle was 92% of it. Slaughter cattle was a little over 5% of it, and replacement cattle was 2.6% of it. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers $5 to $10 higher. Steer calves 3 to 5 higher, heifer calves 7 to 9 higher. Demand was good. CME feeder cattle were trading higher again on Friday. Slaughter cows $3 to $4 higher, slaughter bulls up to $9 higher. Packer demand was good. Many lean slaughter cows continue to return to feed. Most of Oklahoma received snow on Thursday with totals around 4 to 12 inches. Let's just check out a few weights in Oklahoma on the steer side. Here was some 424 weights. Brought 417 to 455 per hundred weight. And then we got some five weights here that were unwinged. Weighing 578, brought anywhere from 304 to 322 on some six weights. They got some, where did they go? There they went. Unwinged ones, 643, brought anywhere from 272 to 276. Some winged ones weighing 818 average, brought anywhere from 245 to 274.50. Average was 265.68, if you wanted to know. And then here's some 915 weights brought up to 262.52. Do the math on that. That's crazy. Woo! Keep them coming. All right, let's see what some of the heifers were bringing, if I can find some. There they are. Some heifers, medium and large, number one. Some 366 brought up to 415. Some 458s brought up to 321. Or, no, I'm sorry, let me back up. 477s brought up to 346. Some unwinged ones weighing 425 brought up to 350. Some five weights. Check out here. 627 weights brought up to 279. And some seven weights brought up to 253. And that was what was going on with the boys and the girls over here in Texas. Let's see what their report says. Total receipts, 8,306 head compared to 8,327 the week of the 16th in December. Last year, they had 6,150 head. Compared to before the holidays, feeder steers and heifers were mostly $5 to $15 higher, with some instances $20 higher. Demand was good to start off the new year. End of the week brought a new snowstorm across the panhandle with reports of 5 to 9 inches. Supply included 88% feeder cattle, 9% slaughter cattle. Man, they put all kinds of crap in here. 3% replacement cattle. Sorry, it was just hard to read. Over here, they had on some steers, we can go through their Texas reports pretty short. They had some 429s bringing up to 414 on the boy side, some 531s, 345 up to 345. Some six weights were bringing up to 309. Some seven weights were bringing up to 270. They had some fancy ones brought 385.50. Let's get down here to the ladies. Here we go. Some 367s, average weights brought up to 382.50. Some four weights weighing 464 brought up to 335. And on the five weights, we had some weighing 572 brought up to 310. And then some six weights brought up to 267. And some seven weights brought up to 250 at the most. 247 looked like a good number with the girls. And then some eight weight ladies. We're bringing up to 243.50. 210 to 243.50, 240 being the average. Pretty good market in Texas also. I got nervous. Brandon texted me the results from Elk City Friday night, and he accidentally switched the boys and the girls' numbers. And after I told one guy, that was crazy because I was there. I mean, the prices were good. Don't get me wrong. I text Brandon and said, hey, this right? He said, oh, good catch. He had them backwards. So that was good. All right, let's see what we got going on in the ag text line. We do have a winner, and I let them know. By the way, there was not a wrong answer on the with your answers, but there was four trails, actually. And I got the list right here. The Shawnee Trail System, the Goodnight Trail System, the Eastern or the Chisholm Trail System, and the Western Trail System were used to drive cattle north through the Indian Territory for almost 40 years, from 1846 to 1886. That one trail goes through a lot of the Western Trail comes through a lot of the listening area down there around, what is that, Lone Wolf, and up around Canute, up in towards Visalie. I used to look at that all the time, but anyway, that's so congratulations to the person that I already texted them that they won. That is a very nice vest that the OCA gave away today. So let's go ahead and take an OCA break. When we come back, we'll have some more news in agriculture. Be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalie, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Well, I've been here for about 10 years, and I mean, it's just the honesty and integrity that I think that Brandon and Jill uphold in the company. I moved away for a year and a half, and part of the reason I moved back is because of Brandon and Jill and because, you know, they take care of us really well. One thing that a lot of people are misconcepted is we try to do hardwired instead of Wi-Fi. So Control 4 is complete home automation. So that's audio, video, lighting, security. We're still a little young in it, and I'm a big nerd in it. So I've been learning a lot of it, you know, and picked it up and took off with it. So I'm really excited about it. Yeah, so we do everything from router switches, wireless access points, to where if you've got a big house, that's one thing we really push on these big custom houses that we do, is try to do the backbone of the network so that you have good Wi-Fi throughout the complete home, and even, you know, on your back patio, wherever you want, your shop, wherever.
Hello, this is Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for a new place to buy all of your livestock feed, seed, and chemical? Let SEI Agritech be your trusted place to get everything you need. We offer winter feed contracts, by the bag or bulk. We carry Mixed 30 liquid supplement, Total Equine horse feed, Sure Crop fertilizer, Golden Harvest corn seed, Advanta hay grazer seed, and we also are an authorized dealer for livestock nutrition centers. Give us a call today. Follow us on Facebook. Come by and see us, SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
The Big 3 Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all 7 Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's check out some ag weather in northwestern Oklahoma. No, that's southwestern Oklahoma. Cherokee, I hadn't talked about you guys in a while. 42 feels like 35. The winds are out of south southwest at 12 miles an hour. 24 is your dew point. 48 is your humidity. 49 one-hundredths of an inch of rain moisture. in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature right at freezing, 32 degrees. Sunset at 5:38, 44 today, 23 tonight, 39 tomorrow. That is your forecast for Cherokee. Okay, let's see here. What was I going to share with you? I need to share you what I got going on this week. Of course, Brandon will be on here tomorrow to update the first full force bow sales at Elk City and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auctions for the new year. Last Friday and today. I'm waiting on a call from one of my listeners that took his heifers over there. We got a bet going. I'm going to see who's going to win because it's going to cost one of us. I don't know how much, but it's going to cost us a lot. That's going on tomorrow, and then Hay Day Tuesday's tomorrow. You guys, starting tomorrow when the show starts, more than welcome to text in any hay you got for sale. And what I need to know on that deal is type of hay, tested or untested, price per bale or ton, load and availability, your phone number, and basically what county or town that the hay is located at. But last week was the busiest one I've had so started. This is paid for and brought to you by the Great Plains Bank, and thank you very much for doing that. And winter is set in, and people are starting to move a little hay, getting rid of a little hay, and I got a report on that coming up here in just a second. I'll share that with you. Also coming up tomorrow night, as you heard Jared say on his news prior to my show, to talk about the formation of the Beckham County Prescribed Burn Association will be at the Beckham County Activity Barn at Sayre tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Food will be provided. Also, what else is coming up? Wednesday. I think Wednesday's show might be in the top three shows that I've ever had since the start. The show's almost 4 years old now. But Miranda and Jason Chison will be on from Chison Smoke out of Wisconsin. The husband and wife duo, and they are hilarious. Matter of fact, they're starting their own podcast. This ought to be good. They're the ones that come up with the rocket stove, but their story about being in Montana on a dude ranch, team roping in New Mexico, working on engines in the oil field in Louisiana, and making cheese in Wisconsin. I think it's going to be a great show, so don't miss that. It's going to probably take the whole show up Wednesday. I'll have your market updates and stuff, but it's going to take the whole show up. Also, coming up Friday, I will be in Stillwater, the National Agriculture Communications of Tomorrow Professional Development Conference is going on at the big new Ag Pavilion there in Stillwater. I'll be there for the show Friday with the help of my retired co-host Jill Metter. She's helping putting this on. I think she's more excited about me coming up there to do the show than I am. I'm excited, don't get me wrong, but she's already Snapchat me some stuff today and called me on her way back to Stillwater the other day. So anyway, we got it going on. It's going to be fun. We got a great week coming up all week today. So, all right, let's talk about hay. As soon as I can find out where it goes. Oop. Oh, I know where it's at. If you got your cow-calf corner email, if you haven't read it yet, or if you don't get it, it's easy to do to get this, to subscribe to this. Is just go Google cow-calf corner. And it'll take you to a link where you can subscribe to this by email. Dr. Peel and Dr. Beck and Mark Johnson, all of them, they put out good stuff every week on the Cow-Calf Corner. So, larger hay supply, lower hay prices. I know we didn't want to hear that, but that's what's going on. Larger May 1 stocks and increased year-over-year hay production led to larger hay supplies in 2024, according to Dr. Peel. Total hay production in 2024 was 3.3% year-over-year, and combined with May 1 hay stocks, up 46.6% over the 23 levels. to increase the total hay supply by 7.9% compared to year earlier levels. The total hay supply was 1.7% below the 10-year average supply from 2014 to 2013. Total hay production includes total alfalfa production, almost unchanged from the 23 and 8.4% below the 10-year average, as well as other hay production, up 5.5% over year, year over year, and 0.6% above the 14 to 23 average. Coming into the winter of 2024 and 25, December 1 hay stocks were up 6.3% year over year, though still down 3.2% from the 10-year average. Hay supplies have recovered from the drought-reduced levels of 22-23, and as a result, hay prices have dropped from record levels. Table 1 on this table that he's got in here shows the top 10 state rankings for December 1st. Stocks, all hay production, alfalfa hay production, and all other hay. Alfalfa hay production was down compared to the 10-year average in Texas, because Texas is the largest hay producer, mostly other hay, with production and December 1 stocks were still above average. Alfalfa hay production was down compared to the 10-year average in some important dairy-producing states, California and Idaho, as well as mostly beef cow states, Montana and South Dakota. In many states, increased hay supplies are providing more management flexibility for cattle producers, and lower hay costs are reducing annual cost of production somewhat. However, among major beef cow states, Florida, Kansas, Montana, and North Dakota, in December 24, hay stocks are down year over year and below the 10-year average. How about that? What else we got going on here? Let me look at this here. Oklahoma ranks number 4 in hay production. And its hay production was up 2.9%. All hay production, Oklahoma was up 5.6%. Alfalfa hay production, they messed that up. Sorry. They didn't have anything about alfalfa in there for Oklahoma. So hay production, we all knew that because, man, back, what was that, 23, where hay prices were stupid. So what's the deal? Why are farmers and ranchers so tied on giving good prices for hay this year with cattle prices being good, but they set records with cattle prices not being so good a couple years ago? Hay farmers need to make money too, cattle farmers. And from what I see, you get really good hay for a little bit more money. Am I right or am I wrong? I think the cheap hay prices are, unless it's 2-3 year old hay, I think the cheap hay prices are gone because there are people going to set on them. It costs a lot of money to buy a swather and a baler. Hey, speaking of that, I was up pack saddle yesterday. And you can see somebody up there got an oil check because they got a 4440. Nice looking 4442, by the way. And with one of those big, fancy new John Deere balers on the round balers on the back. I don't know whose it is, so I'm not making fun of a name here. I'm just like, somebody got him a good check because that baler looked spanking brand new on the back of that 4440. I've talked about this before, but swathing and the swather, it kind of sucks to own one because they're so expensive on upkeep, especially the older swathers like the 4895 I have. Just cost so much money to keep the maintenance up on it or any repairs on it and stuff. But, you know, I said this back in the day, back in the 80s, swathing and baling was $10 a bale, $10 an acre for baling and swather. Today, it's $17 to $24, $23 an acre and plus a bale. But a Swather back in probably 1984, was that a 3830? Is that right? I got my numbers right on the John Deere Swather. And then the New Holland Swather was a 1116 or 1114, depending on what size header you got. They were $30,000, $40,000. Today, Swathers are $100,000 to $150,000, $175,000. Fuel's three, four times more. And balers are three, four times higher than what they were back in the 80s. And it costs money to do that. And I think that's the reason why I don't do as much custom swathing and baling as I used to, is because I went up on my prices about 3 or 4 years ago on swathing, and people didn't like it. It is what it is. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it for my health. Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, I'll have your Southwestern Oklahoma ag weather forecast brought to you by the Hobart Farm and Garden. Be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about, how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies. Brian Bacca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Just imagine you're getting to the end of your career. You have worked hard creating a beautiful life for your family over the past 30 or 40 years. You've raised your kids and spent countless hours at their sporting events, concerts, and ag shows. As you were going through this phase of your life, you thought the long evenings would never end. Now that your career is winding down and your kids are no longer home, you cherish those memories with your family and wish you could go back and watch your kids do what they love one more time. You now have grandkids and you find peace watching your own kids become parents and love seeing the world through your grandkids' eyes. As you inch toward retirement, you start to wonder if you've taken the right steps, saved enough money, and where does Medicare and Social Security fit into all of this? Advanced Financial Strategies in Clinton, 323-6800 or retirewithbacka.com. There are many things in life that will worry us, but retirement should not be one of them. Let us help you find your peace in retirement.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats. Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All All right, welcome back. Here is your Hover Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Hollis, America, 42 degrees, feels like 38, dew points 15, humidity's 32. The winds are out of south-southwest at 6 miles an hour, 24 one-hundredths of an inch of moisture in the last 10 days, 3-day average 4-inch bare, soil temperature 39 degrees, sunset at 5:49, 48 today, 26 tonight, 53 tomorrow. Looks like you guys will have light winds down there in Harmon County for the next day or two. All right. I've seen these. It was at my pile here. I need to check it out with you. Coming up on Big Elk TV this week, tomorrow, January 14th, the girls play at 6:30 and the boys play at 8 o'clock. Big Elks will, Elkettes will be playing Weatherford. Then Friday, Blanchard comes to town. Same thing, 6:30 and 8 o'clock for the boys. 6:30 for the girls, 8 o'clock for the boys. And then Saturday, Elk City travels to Lawton. Girls only, 6:30. And this will all be on Big Elk TV. And then Paragon TV, upcoming basketball tomorrow. Arapahoe Butler will be at Mountain View Godibo. Cheyenne Raiden will be at Canute. Leedy will be at Visay. Merritt will be at Sayre. And then coming up Friday, Calumet comes to Arapahoe Butler. Mangum will be at Canute. Burns Flat, Dill City will be at Merritt, and Eric will be at CBA, and Hammond will be at Sealing. That's good basketball coming up. Go enjoy some of these games. I'm not going to lie, I hadn't been to high school basketball games in quite a while, and kind of got back in my blood after going down here at the Merritt Classic Friday and Saturday night. You guys, I got to talk to the county commissioner over here at Sayre at the Merritt game the other night, and he was telling me about all the complaints he was getting about Quail Forever, about no mowing, not even blading the roads, I heard. They're not blading the roads because of the quail. Oh, Carl Don, you're a funny guy. So, all right, let's see here. What else do I got to talk about? Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. When you're a member of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, you also get to be a part of the many ways that cattlemen give back. The charitable arm of the OCA is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation. The OCF distributes over $25,000 in scholarships each year, organizes internship programs, pays out theft rewards, and has collected and paid out over $1.5 million in natural disaster relief for wildfires and flooding. The OCA also hosts the annual WRCA sanctioned rodeo exclusively for Oklahoma ranch teams. Over $600,000 of the proceeds of this event has been given to the benefit the Children's Hospital Foundation. It's always a great day to become a member of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. All you got to do is go to www.okcattlemen.org or call Miss Lori at 580-273-5137. And I need to see when they get it all. I'll see if they've got it all done from the big fire earlier, a year ago, actually, about a year ago. See what they ended up doing. Total numbers was on that. They did a really good job. The OCDA did on that deal. So did the Oklahoma Farm Bureau with their donations. It's a good deal. I want everybody just to take a second and pause and think about a really good friend of mine that passed away a year ago Saturday, Coulter Vault. He was a great guy. He's a great dad, great friend, great firefighter. That's what he was well known for. And he passed away a year ago Saturday. And everybody just take a second here, pause, and think about that guy. I miss him a lot. Well, okay. Thanks a lot for everybody for doing that. Here's some ratings on wheat in Kansas and Oklahoma according to the USDA. K- Condition ratings for winter wheat declined during December in Kansas, the top U.S. winter wheat producer, even as dry conditions subside in parts of that state. According to the Ag Department, the United States is the world's number five wheat exporter. We used to be number one, but now we're number five. The USDA issued its last national winter wheat ratings of the season back in November, reporting 55% of the U.S. crop is in good to excellent condition, the highest for the time of the year in almost 6 years. Over the winter, the USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service releases monthly reports for select states. The government resumes weekly U.S. crop reports in April. The USDA rated 47% of the Kansas winter wheat crop in good to excellent condition on January 5th. That's down from 55% in late November. Wheat ratings also declined during December in Nebraska, Oklahoma, South Dakota, but improved in Colorado and Montana. About 25% of the winter wheat crop nationally was in an area experiencing drought as of December 31st, according to the USDA, down from 27% the previous week and 32% a year ago. Farmers in the Plain States grow hard red winter wheat, the largest U.S. wheat class, which is milled into flour for bread. Ratings declined also in Illinois and Ohio, where farmers grow soft red winter wheat, used to make cookies and snack foods. According to the U.S., rated 69% of the Illinois crop is good to excellent by January 10th. That was down from 80% in November. Now, here we go. I've been waiting for some article to come up, pop up about RFK Jr. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. appears to be gaining ground in the Senate as he continues to meet with senators from both sides of the aisle this week to discuss his nomination to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. President-elect Donald Trump's pick of Kennedy to lead the public health agency just had a lot of mixed reactions on Capitol Hill when he announced that. And amongst food and agriculture groups, Kennedy has previously been openly critical of pesticide use in American agriculture, as well as seed oils and ultra-processed foods. Kennedy met with several senators this past week before the holiday break and discussed his nomination. He told reporters Thursday those discussions were going terrific. Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican out of Iowa, has been a public skeptic of Kennedy, given some of his remarks on agriculture issues like pesticides and GMOs. However, after the meeting, Grassley said Kennedy was much more reasonable than he expected. While the senator did not offer specifics on what agriculture topics came up during the meeting, he said reports he had read on Kennedy's view did not accurately reflect how he would act. Still, Grassley said he would wait until Kennedy's confirmation hearing to determine whether he'll support his confirmation. As of Thursday evening, Kennedy's hearing date has yet not been set. I bet it's sometime this week, though. A lot of drama going on in D.C. this week. Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Boozman out of Arkansas also met with Kennedy this week, but similarly said he would wait until after the hearing to determine his support. Boozman said it wasn't an intensive meeting, and he focused primarily on agriculture issues like a brief mention of pesticides and processed foods. "We need to wait and see," he said. The senator noted that Kennedy was specific on some issues that could be optimal versus mandatory. He appreciated the nominee was talking in those terms. "That's the kind of talk I like to hear, he said. Other senators were more direct with their support. One out of Texas, who is that? Senator John Cornyn, is that how you say that? Told reporters after the meeting with Kennedy that the nominee is pro-vaccine safety and not anti-vax. He said in a social media post that he and Kennedy had a great conversation about the priorities of the health of Texans. Who else? Fetterman, Senator Fetterman, a Democrat out of Pennsylvania, also met with the nominee and said the discussion went well, but declined to share what issues were actually come up. Anyway, it's looking more and more. I know Senator, or not Senator, but RFK Kennedy is big on regenerative farming and stuff like that. So I guess it's going to be an interesting week in D.C. We'll keep up with it. All right, guys, thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless.